Glenn, one of your hosts, the lesser better half of the two, and along with me is my good friend Phil Turney. Phil, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you doing? Hey, what's the weather like down in Colorado?
It's cloudy and cold out here this morning.
Well, it's snowing up here in Idaho, which really shouldn't surprise anybody these days, given the fact that last week when we did the show, that very same morning, we got about 12 inches of snow, and then the week before that, we got about 6 inches of snow. So it's snowing here in Idaho, as usual. Sorry to hear that it's gray and cloudy down where you are, Phil. I'm not one of these people who believes that misery loves company, but the reason that I brought the weather up, in addition to just doing my usual business of being a consummate complainer about the weather, is that we are going to be talking about the political weather today, as we do every week, because this is important stuff. We have to keep an eye on what's going on the horizon, and as of right now, it is not looking very good. We're supposed to have a very important guest with us this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and it is Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury and former editor of the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Roberts has made quite a name for himself lately as a writer. He's one of the regular writers for American Free Press newspaper, the newspaper that I work for. And he has come out in recent years very, very vocally opposed to what's going on with the Bush administration and the disastrous situation in the Middle East. And he is warning a very dangerous weather that is on the way. And as I said, he's supposed to be with us this morning. We're having a little bit of trouble tracking him down, but absent that, I think we're probably going to be able to wing it, right, Phil?
I think we can.
Good, because I'm counting on you.
I think we can work it all out, Mark.
So anyway, Phil, what is what's going on out there? What is the weather like out there on the political landscape right now?
Well, the political landscape is the same as it was 40 years ago when the USS Liberty was attacked by the government of Israel. 34 men were slaughtered and 174 were wounded, and a $40 million ship was completely ruined.
Mm-hmm.
This was all done with the good graces of our government that has covered up this tragedy for the last 40 years. And it is still most puzzling to me and most of the survivors, if not all of them, is how our government could allow a foreign government to get by with this type of behavior and cover up for them. Now, 25 of the men that were killed aboard that ship were communications technicians, and they worked strictly for the National Security Agency. One of the highest top security clearances you can get was a CT, and it was a very prestigious job at that time and even now. And that was the biggest loss of life, and I just can't understand how our government would go along with killing their own, especially these young intelligence officers, petty officers and officers. And that's what this show is dedicated to, is the men of the Liberty, the dead, and the surviving crew. And, again, I speak for myself. I don't speak for anybody aboard the ship. I speak only as a survivor. But I think I have a pretty good handle on what's going on. And with that said, you know, God bless the USS Liberty. God bless our troops that are fighting for our freedom now. And let's hope that everybody comes back home safe, sound, and with all their limbs intact. I have two sons that, one is in the military now. He's an Army Ranger, and the other one will be in the United States Navy SEALs on June the 10th. So I have a lot invested in this.
Yes, you do indeed. There's the music indicating we're going to our first break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this April the 5th, I think, broadcast of the Liberty Hour. This is Mark Glenn, Cub reporter with American Free Press newspaper. Check it out on the net at AmericanFreePress.net. And as usual, I have with me my very good friend, Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty. Phil, we lucked out. We do have Paul Craig Roberts with us on the line, but he's only going to be able to stay with us for about a half an hour, which that's okay. I mean, anybody who has read Mr. Roberts' works or listened to him in his interviews, believe me when I tell you that a little goes a long way. But, Phil, before we bring Mr. Roberts up to talk, what do we want to mention today, as we do with every program? What's the reason that we're here today?
We're here today to honor the crew of the USS Liberty and the men that were killed and the men that were wounded on June 8, 1967 by the government of Israel. And we should not forget that. And what is happening today goes back to 40 years ago, and I think that there is a full swing in the Middle East of what's going on now and what has happened in 1967.
Yes, absolutely. In effect, and of course we have to keep in mind this is the reason for the show, is to bring the attack on the USS Liberty into some type of relevant discussion with what is happening today, because as you pointed out, Phil, we would not find ourselves in this disaster in the Middle East right now. And believe me, as much as I hate to be to sound like a doomsayer, it is only in the beginning stages, ladies and gentlemen. the people who got us into this mess have much bigger plans than simply those that involve us at present. It is going to get bigger, and it is going to get nastier unless we stand up and do something to bring this thing to an end. Now, having said that, Mr. Roberts, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you very much for coming on this morning. I don't know what time it is in the part of the country in which you're living, but wherever it is, it's still in the morning. And so having said that, I want to thank you for coming on. We're very honored to have you on with us today.
Well, I'm pleased to be with you. Hello, Phil.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Craig?
I'm just fine.
Now, Mr. Roberts, one of the reasons that Phil and I decided to ask you to come on the show today is because in addition to your excellent articles that appear literally all over the Internet, Lou Rockwell comes to mind, Information Clearinghouse, antiwar.com, you have a very unique perspective in this, in that as a Assistant Secretary of Treasury, you can bring into view what may normally not be entirely clear for a lot of us. And it is this economic issue that we're facing here in this country today as it pertains to the war. Now, obviously, you know, it's difficult to sum up a very complex problem in just a few sentences. But if you could give us just a briefer right now as to why we find ourselves economically in such what appear to be dire straits. And if you would, explain how that is related to this war and where it's all going to end up.
Well, it is true that the war is contributing to our economic problems. In fact, may add the straws that break the camel's back. The problems themselves are independent of the war and of long standing, and it's mainly due to the fact that the extraordinarily bad policies of the United States government, certainly including the current regime, have undermined the dollar's role as world reserve currency. And this is serious for the United States because the only way we can pay our bills is with dollars. And the fact that the dollar is the reserve currency lets us get away with it. We have massive and continuing budget deficits and trade deficits. And these could not be financed if the dollar was not the reserve currency. And at the same time, these large and continuing deficits are destroying the dollar's role as reserve currency. Mm-hmm. So we are, in my opinion, approaching a time, I don't know how far off, but certainly not forever, in which the dollar will no longer be accepted as reserve currency. And when that happens, the United States will not be able to pay its import bill or finance the current daily operations of the government. And we will, in other words, be brought up short very quickly on an overnight basis. Instead of the multi-century decline of the Roman Empire, we'll simply be gone overnight. Now, the war adds to these burdens. We can't finance the war because the government's budget is in deficit. The American people cannot buy the Treasury bonds that are issued to borrow the money to fight the wars, and so they're bought by foreigners, principally by the Saudis, the Japanese, and the Chinese, so that the war is being financed with foreign money. And and we have antagonistic policies toward China and toward the Saudis, which disincline them to be our bankers. The Japanese are probably chafing under the puppet state role that we have imposed on them since 1945. Japan is essentially a puppet state of Washington. And, of course, we dropped atomic bombs on two of their countries, so they probably don't love us either. So that is not a very stable position for a so-called superpower to be totally dependent on its daily operation on foreign finance. And, of course, the war has also driven up the price of gasoline to Americans who have indulged in very low-mileage vehicles, these gigantic pickup trucks and gigantic SUVs. And the price of gas under the Bush administration's wars have gone from something like $1.29 a gallon to $3.60 a gallon. Mm-hmm. And this, of course, is punishing people who have no discretionary income, which is about 80% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
So there we have it. The dollar is wearing out for its own reasons. The war is adding to these reasons. It drives up, you know, the essentially tripling of the oil, of the gasoline price, and the $100 a barrel oil price has greatly expanded the trade deficit, requiring more foreign financing. So in a nutshell, that's the situation.
Well, Mr. Roberts, forgive me if I appear a little bit conspiratorial in my question here, but it would seem to me that the most powerful man in the world, meaning George Bush, that he would surround himself with some pretty smart guys who knew things about economics and whatnot. I can remember back before the war in Iraq began that we were being told that this was only going to cost about $60 billion. It was going to be over in a short amount of time, and that it was going to be a cakewalk. Now we are talking about it approaching close to $1 trillion. In fact,
$3 trillion.
Mm. Exactly, and it's costing us $12 billion a month. Now, my question to you is this: is it possible that these men are really that stupid and that far off? I mean, I can understand a ratio, you know, a little bit of gray area here of maybe 5 or 10%, okay, give or take 5 or 10%. But we're talking about literally the difference between $60 billion and $3 trillion. We are talking about a ratio of about 1 to 50. Is that correct?
You know, they've lied to us about everything. The cost of the war is a very small lie compared to all the other lies they told in order to get it going. And if you're conspiratorial minding, then you have to wonder about September 11th itself. And the war, I think, was never justified on the grounds that it wouldn't cost us much. Its main justification was that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and they would give them to terrorists, and the next time they would blow up all of New York City, not just the World Trade Center. And it was those kinds of lies that led to the war. It's the same kind of lies that we're going to get on Tuesday and Wednesday from General David Petraeus when he comes to report to Congress. Today, the London Telegraph reports that Whitehall, that is the British government, is issued a warning that America's commander in Iraq will declare that Iran is waging war against the U.S. puppet government in Baghdad, and that we must strike Iran in order to win the war in Iraq. So we're going to get a whole new set of lies, which will bring another devastating war, more pressure on the dollar, and what it's all about is Israeli territorial expansion in the Mideast. That's what it's all about. It's not about the cost of the war or weapons. It's about giving Israel the room to steal the West Bank and southern Lebanon. And that's what
okay, everybody stay tuned. We will be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are almost running into the second half hour of the full hour with the Honorable Paul Craig Roberts, our special guest, and I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and giving us your insight to these important questions. I would like to ask you one thing, Craig. The money we give Israel every day is approximately $10 million a day. Now, for the last 40 years, how could this government get wrapped up in such a debacle, and how come Israel has so much influence over our own government?
Well, that's a very good question. A lot of people say that they use the $10 million a day we give them to buy our government. They simply buy it back, and that's why Washington, with few exceptions, always serves Israeli interest. You can see the power of the Israel lobby. In fact, we've had the book written by the two distinguished American scholars, Walt and Mearsheimer, which set out clearly the extraordinary power of the lobby. We saw the power of the lobby again when last year Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter's book came out, pointing to Israeli mistreatment of Palestinians, and the Israel lobby quickly used the American media to smear President Carter, who, whatever his faults as president, is certainly a very decent man, and certainly one of the most decent that have ever held that office. So when the Israel lobby has the power to smear an American president, to defeat any senator or congressman that it wishes, it must have a lot of money. And where does it get the money? And it may well be it gets it from the American taxpayer. That we hand the money over to Israel, and money's fungible, and it comes back and controls our elections and controls our Middle East policy. Historically, the check on Israel's dominance on American foreign policy was the so-called Arabist in the State Department. My understanding is they've all been cleared out by the Bush regime, which is the most totally controlled by Israel government in American history. In fact, I don't think we have any foreign policy that doesn't have Israeli input. The reason we were beating up on North Korea is because the Israelis blame the North Koreans for supplying the missile technology to countries that could be a check on Israeli hegemony in the Middle East. The reason that we attack Iraq was to clear out one of the independent countries that could support the Palestinians and Lebanon against Israeli aggression. It's the same reason that we're about to attack Iran. If this report today in the London Telegraph is correct, that the British government has issued a warning that this lackey, this neocon lackey, this despicable General David Petraeus, who was denounced by his commander-in-chief, Admiral Fallon, in terms I can't use on public radio, he's coming to Washington with a script already written and handed to him by Cheney and the neoconservative allies of Israel to lie to Congress that we're losing in Iraq because we're really fighting Iran, and Iran is behind all of this. So that, according to the warning from Whitehall, that is, the British government, we'll hear this Tuesday and Wednesday of the coming week, and it'll set the stage for Cheney's long-planned attack on Iran, the consequences of which are likely to be catastrophic for the Iranians and the Middle East and for the United States.
Mr. Roberts, if I may interrupt you for just a second, excuse me. When you say catastrophic, what are you talking about? Obviously, we know for the Iranians that it would be. All we have to do is look at what happened to Iraq. But what do you mean for the American people? What would an attack on Iran mean for us in the immediate and in the down-the-road future?
Well, it could mean a variety of things, a total isolation. World polls already show that the United States and Israel are regarded as the two most insane and dangerous countries on Earth, the greatest threats to peace and stability. So if we then attack Iran, particularly if it results in the release of nuclear radiation in other countries, and we'll be isolated. We don't know what effect will be on the price of oil, and we don't know what their response will be. They have missiles that are capable of sinking our aircraft carriers, of hitting the Saudi oil fields. They could send troops to overrun our isolated troops in Iraq. There's just no telling what the consequences could be.
Mr. Roberts, I'm sorry. Hold on. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this April the 5th broadcast of the Liberty Hour. I am Mark Glenn, Cub reporter with American Free Press newspaper, and along with me, my very good friend, Phil Turney. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the distinct pleasure and honor of having with us on the air Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury and former editor for the Wall Street Journal, talking about the situation as it pertains to the present war in the Middle East and where it is all going. Now, Mr. Roberts, you said earlier that you're going to have to cut out early. About how much more time do we have with you, sir?
I can stay till about a quarter till 11. About
okay. Okay.
10:33 my time.
Okay. By the way, Manny, it looks like we lost Phil, so if you could try to get him back on. Mr. Roberts, before the break, we were talking about this attack on Iran and bringing this thing full circle. With the fact that we are basically having our rear ends handed to us in Iraq, we can't control really even one country that suffered a decade of economic sanctions that weakened it to the point where it was easy to conquer. How do we expect we are going to be able to do the same thing in Iran, which, as you pointed out, it is not Iraq. Not only has it not suffered the kinds of sanctions we put on Iraq. It has modern military equipment, as you pointed out, that can sink our carriers, that can target our troops in Iraq.
Hey, listen, I don't think they care, and I think it's a mistake to assume that Bush or Cheney or the neocons care. What they're looking for is to start another ongoing war that can be relied on to create disunity and instability in the region, because all of that, they think, will strengthen Israel's hand. And if Iran is locked in some form of combat or suffering air attacks, sanctions, they'll be less able to support Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. And so Israel's next attack on southern Lebanon, in order to grab the river there, the water resources, will be successful. So I don't think they are thinking about it in terms of winning, in terms that you're talking about. They're winning by creating the inability of an Iraqi state and an Iranian state to support Palestinians and the people in Lebanon against Israeli or Israeli-American aggression. So that's the goal. The goal isn't, oh, we'll have the war over in 3 weeks and it'll only cost us $60 billion. They don't care if, like McCain said, who may well be the next president. McCain said he doesn't care if it's a 100-year war. Now, where they're really going wrong is thinking they're going to be able to finance the war for 100 years or for 10 years or even for another couple of years, because I think, as I said earlier, the United States is diplomatically isolated. An attack on Iran will be seen as the equivalent of a Nazi Third Reich action. It will be regarded as another war crime. Our allies will be forced politically by their own people to disengage from us. It'll leave Putin and China standing high, and you may well see that the people just don't buy the U.S. Treasury bonds that we have to sell to foreigners to finance the war. So the thing, it could actually bring about the complete collapse of American power. I don't know what effect it will be. It may be that we have all the leaders bribed with tens of millions of dollars, which we routinely hand out to foreign leaders, and they may stay bribed. On the other hand, they may look at the dollar as a depreciating currency and decide they'd rather have a bit of honor. I don't know what the ultimate outcome will be. Certainly Cheney and Bush don't know, but the intent is to remove the countries that could supply support for Palestinians and for Lebanon, or at least for the Shiites in Lebanon. So that's the goal. They figure if Iraq and Iran are in turmoil, that Syria will simply quit, because it'll be completely isolated and it has borders with Israel and could be easily invaded from the ground or attacked by Israeli airplanes. And so I think that is their goal. Their goal is to eliminate any independent political entity in the Middle East that's not under our thumb. And whatever the cost is, they don't care. They personally won't pay it. They'll be enriched by it because of their stock in Halliburton and in the defense industry. And you can't expect Congress to do anything. You may have seen in the last day or two, the International Herald Tribune reported that members of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives have $200 million invested in American defense industries, and that they're making millions of dollars from the government contracts from the wars. So don't expect Congress to do anything. It's just pushing up their share prices.
Now, if I could, before we cut you loose, Mr. Roberts, you have a recent article that has just come out. It's entitled Another American War Crime in the Making, and basically you are addressing this issue of that all of the gathering clouds on the horizon indicate that we're headed for one hell of a big storm with regards to Iran. And in this piece, towards the bottom, you cite as an historical example Adolf Hitler and the fact that he attacked a German radio station with German soldiers that were dressed up to look as if they were Polish soldiers so that he would have a precursor to launching an aggressive war against Poland. Of course, in modern parlance now, we would call this a false flag attack. And obviously, the implication to you bringing this into the article is that we could very well see some type of false flag attack taking place against some American interests and have it be blamed on Iran as a means of getting the American people on board
original intention. It may be that's what lies behind that polonium 210 poisoning in London. It was probably a smuggling ring, and the guy probably got killed accidentally, and they were probably bringing polonium to the U.S. in order to make a dirty bomb they could blame on Iran. But that fell apart. I'm not sure at this point they need a false flag event because they're going to have General Petraeus and they're going to have Ryan Crocker come to the Congress and tell them next week that Iran is behind the war in Iraq. And so they'll substitute that. They'll use General Petraeus' testimony if this warning from the British government is correct. Now, it's in the London Telegraph, a distinguished ancient British newspaper, and it cites Whitehall, which means the British government. So if this report is correct, then they don't need a false flag. They'll use General Petraeus. He'll come to Congress and say, we're losing because of Iran, and Iran's attacking us, and all the rockets hitting the green zone are coming from Iran, and blah, blah, blah. And they'll say, oh, my gosh, we can't get out of Iraq until we expand the war to Iran. And that's all they'll need. That's now possibly the Telegraph, by putting out the fact before Petraeus testifies next week, possibly could derail it, because then it looks more like a plot than the truth. So who knows? Obviously, a lot of people are now trying to derail the attack. Putin is trying to derail it. He said the idea of, the idea of Iran attacking the United States is an absurdity. No way Iran's going to attack the United States is not possible. And the whole world knows that. So whether they'll be able to pull this off when everybody's trying to expose it in advance, I don't know. But they're very determined, and they may feel that they don't have to answer to anybody. You know, after all, impeachment is off the table, said the great Democratic leader, Nancy Pelosi. So, and the Democrats have done nothing. They're complicit in all of this. They were elected in 06 to stop this, and all they've done is to enable it, and they continue to enable it. And this House, this Democrat, who's head of the House Armed Services Committee, Skelton, he's all behind this attack on Iran. Probably he owns investments in the military-industrial complex. So I think that as long as they, unless they get cold feet, that somehow they'll all be regarded as war criminals and can't leave the country and all of that, I think they'll go ahead with this because it's been planned for so long. It's in the works. That's why all those aircraft carrier battle fleets are off the Persian coast, the Iranian coast. That's why they've sent the Patriot anti-missiles there to try to protect the Saudi oil fields and the American bases. And clearly they're not doing all this for no reason. It's expensive to maintain all those forces on site, and they intend to use them unless they just figure they can't somehow get away with it. But we'll see Tuesday and Wednesday what Petraeus says. We'll see if he meets any resistance from the members of the committees that he testifies to. We'll see what the press says. So it's mainly a it's mainly owned by five big companies that report to the neocons and the Bush regime. So we'll see. You'll know by Thursday morning of next week. You probably know whether or not they're going to attack them or not.
Phil Attorney, I've been hogging our guest here. Why don't you, in the last few minutes he has with us, why don't you take control of the ship and steer it where it needs to go?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, Mark. And thank you again, Craig, for being on our show. You're a great American, and you've served our country well. My question to you is, Admiral Fallon, they took him completely off the page, and it was my understanding that George Bush said he will listen to his commanders on the ground, and they alone will run this war. Now, apparently, Fallon got crossways with the president, and of course, he got fired or pushed out right away. What do you think Mr. Fallon would say if he was in front of the Congress?
Well, you know, he is supposed to have said there would be no attack on Iran on his watch. So I think, and he was trying to create diplomatic talk and solutions to these problems, and I would imagine that's what he would recommend to them. You see, Phil, it's in the news today that in Iraq there are two Shiite groups. One is led by al-Sadr, and the other one is led by al-Hakim, and al-Hakim is an ally of the Maliki American puppet government in Baghdad. Now, the son of this al-Hakim, who's essentially American ally, said yesterday, according to Reuters, that, quote, Tehran, that's Iran, by using its positive influence on the Iraqi nation, pave the way for the return of peace to Iraq, and the new situation is the result of Iran's efforts. So that recent fighting, when we had this idea we were going to clear out the al-Sadr militias, and they kicked our ass and stopped us cold and embarrassed us and our puppet Maliki, it was Iran who ended that before it became even more embarrassing for us. So if they have all this kind of influence, then obviously we should be working with the Iranians to stabilize the situation so we can get out of the nightmare. And that's what Fallon, that's what Admiral Fallon would do, and that's what he would. But of course, Bush, in my view, is just a moron. He's a puppet, and he probably hasn't the foggiest idea of any of this. But Cheney is the president. He's running all of this, and he wants to attack Iran. He's determined. He said it over and over and over and over and over that Iran will be attacked before this administration ends. It may cause such a disaster for the United States that they'll tell Bush he has to declare a national emergency and abolish Congress and the courts and become a dictator. It's hard to know what they might do or what the results of this attack could be. But Fallon... I don't know how the military command works, but since he was General Petraeus' commander, possibly he could have fired him. Of course, he would have been overruled by the Pentagon immediately, but he could, by sacrificing his own career and his own pension and his own consultancies in retirement and his own being on defense boards in retirement, Fallon could have made such an issue. By firing Petraeus on the grounds of he's a warmonger and incompetent, and forcing it into the press that possibly this whole thing could have been derailed. But that's a lot to ask one man to take upon himself. You know, essentially Fallon would have had to destroy himself in an effort that might or might not be successful to make people aware of what's really going on over there. But Bush, whatever Bush says, it's a lie. He's never told the truth about anything. If he says he relies on his commanders, he means he relies on the commanders that do what Cheney tells him he wants them to do. It doesn't mean he relies on truth or military judgment. Petraeus is obviously deranged. He's very ambitious. Look, look at your own experience in the Navy. You had officers who understood what happened when the USS Liberty was attacked and wanted to do something about it, and you had officers who sold you out for their own careers, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And you've got both kinds there all the time. And unfortunately, what's happening in the American military, because of these Bush people, these are really low-grade people, what's happening is all the decent people are resigning and leaving. And you're ending up with the thugs and the morons and the politically ambitious who will do anything for another star or another appointment or directorships in retirement. And that's
Mr. Roberts, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're going to the break, and I know you have to run. I want to thank you profusely for coming on and providing us an absolutely fascinating discussion and analysis. And everybody, get on the Internet and check out Paul Craig Roberts. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back.
Bill Kearney is a great American.
Great man. God bless you.
God bless you, Phil.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, to wrap up this last first hour of this week's episode, I guess, if you want to call it that, of the Liberty Hour. Gosh, Phil, you know, what can we say about the previous hour and Paul Craig Roberts' comments, except that it was amazing. It was astounding to listen to this man. You know, this guy worked in Washington for a long time. He was in the belly of the beast, and he knows how things operate. And for him to come on and say these things, you know, as a former, I think it was a Reagan official, a Reagan administration official, I think that this is, we should take these words seriously. Let's put it that way. What do you say?
I say that we just got a history lesson,
mm-hmm.
and that Paul Craig Roberts has the backbone of a giant. And I'm very, very pleased he came on the show, gave us his analysis of what's going on in the world, and sad to say, it's not a very pretty picture. And I keep on going back, Mark, to June 8, 1967, when the USS Liberty was attacked by the government of Israel. If only then our government would have taken the steps to punish the murderers for their dirty deeds, we would not be in the shape we're in now. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Roberts, I think, would agree with that. And we've dug ourselves in such a deep hole, Mark. It's going to take the American people. It's going to take a lot of guts for people to get up and stand up and say, listen, we're not going to take this anymore. We want mm-hmm. our country back, mm-hmm. and we got to take it back now. Write your congressmen, write your senators, tell them what you want, not what they want.
Mm-hmm. And get vocal, not just with your government, but with your neighbors and your family and your friends. I mean, the fact of the matter is this, you know, people for far too long, because they've been worried about appearing as a kook or a conspiracy theorist, or God forbid, worrying about offending one tiny little group of people who are intimately involved in this whole business, and by that I'm talking about Israel and the Jewish lobby. Because of that, Americans have sat by and allowed this thing to absolutely bring their country to its knees. And so you better start taking this seriously, because this isn't just something, this isn't just a storm that's taking place in some land far away. It's going to find its way to our shores. It has found its way to our shores. And you see the images of the death and carnage and suffering that is taking place in countries such as Iraq and Afghanistan. That is what's going to be coming here, unless you stand up and do what has to be done for your country. Now, Phil, we have a caller on the phone. He's been sitting here patiently for many, many moons that I want to bring up, and it is Byron from Canada. Byron, come on up.
Yeah, hi. Good show again. I missed the first 20 minutes of it, but there's a couple of statements that your previous guest said, and I just want to – he was talking about the aid that goes to Israel, that he thinks it maybe comes back and buys our politicians. Well, I think the last statistics I read, I believe they're right, the top 1%, I hear the music.
Well, just hold on, Byron. We'll be back. We'll bring you up after the break, and you can finish your thoughts. Everybody stay tuned. We're going to have another survivor with us here for the second hour, and it is Larry Thorne, and he has some very interesting things to say as well. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail, as they say up here on the farm in North Idaho. Shoving in the overdrive.